I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Cuba's president said last week that no oil shipments have reached Cuba in 3 months due to a United States fuel blockade. Power blackouts and supply shortages have crippled daily life for millions. Moises Perez Padron, director of Transworld Radio in Cuba, says
many of them have about more than 24 hours without power. And after that, they receive about 2 hours of power. So it's very, very complicated.
Despite these pressures, the Cuban church is growing as people see Christians help the vulnerable time and again. Their actions confirm the message of Christ.
We are very committed with the gospel. We are very committed in preaching the word.
Hope spreads through media, too. Padron's team records short Bible teachings that reach Cubans through radio or WhatsApp channels. Find prayer points and more at missionnews.org. And creativity helps to bring scripture into people's lives, especially during war or crisis. Dane of Unfolding Word says Bible work continues across Eastern Europe. Ministries are adapting to local needs. In one Ukrainian community, believers are creating tools to help people understand Bible books.
They're creating dictionaries based on those books.
They're also strengthening theological training for translators. Another community is producing media projects based on translations of open Bible stories. Unfolding Word helps communities continue the work even without outside funding or help.
We're building capacity into the local church so that they can translate the Bible for themselves, for their people, in their heart language.
Pray for leaders in Eastern Europe involved in this effort and that many will encounter God's Word. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.